world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 23.
Exceeding expectations. I had to keep thinking about that because at one point during the day it morphed in my head to exceeding expectations or something like that. It was like, I mixed up. See? I can't even do that right.
You mixed up.
Like, yeah, I totally mixed up. Classic. X8's ruining everything already, but... fuck's sake, I can't do it. I mixed up like where the X8 pun was smushed in for like a good portion of the afternoon, so I kept having to repeat it. Oh, classic. I'm gonna run out of these quicker. There's not as many like puns as there is with the word time.
Well, you'll find something.
Probably. Hopefully.
Maybe. Probably, maybe.
That's pretty much just how I do the titles anyway. Sometimes they just roll into default ones.
Remember, we still got to do ants at some point.
Oh, yeah, just randomly. I'll make sure it's like with an episode that has like the least to do with X8 too, just for no reason. Maybe there'll be an ant episode on Juojo or something. That seems right. They'll probably do that, honestly. After this week's hard-hitting episode that was all about the mythology and the plot. Spoilers, it wasn't.
Alright, so, I can, like, safely say pretty much nothing. Like, I haven't bought anything. I really haven't bought a single fuck thing. I might have bought a Transformer or two, maybe, but... Like, I haven't really played anything or done a whole lot. I caught up on Steven Universe.
I need to do that still.
I did that. That was absolutely fucking terrific. That was great. But other than that, like, I haven't really done jack shit.
Hashtag my life.
I got a bunch of reviews recorded the last couple days, but... yeah, other than that, it's just been packing. I'm leaving for Florida in... we're leaving the house in 4 hours. So
classic vacation, Brian.
So yeah, I'll be in Disney World at some point within like the next 12 hours or so. So that'll be fun. I'll probably film stuff, so you might see it on my channel at some point relatively soon. But the real challenge will be to see how much stuff I've watched by the time I get back. Because I get back Wednesday night.
So, oh, snap.
So the real challenge will be to see what I've actually watched by the time we record next. But
well, I mean, honestly, I would just, like, prioritize The Flash. Just we don't even have Superhero Time. It's just The Flash next week.
I'm fine
Flash
with that.
And X8. Flash and X8 will be easy to fit in.
Harry and Jesse come back, so I'm totally down for that. But we'll get to that discussion later. So yeah, I'll probably have a lot to talk about next week, but I got jack shit this week, so go ahead.
I have just like a little bit more than jack shit, which is really nothing. I was getting over being sick, so that's a thing. And they gave me a pill that I stopped taking because it was making me burp a lot now, so that's my life. There hasn't been much going on either. I haven't really bought much because... there's not really much to buy right now. I did buy, because they finally were like around the normal price, the figures for Black Canary and Reverse Flash, because they were finally like $18 or $19 like they're supposed to be. They used to be like $34, so I ordered those. HLJ had like my order in like processing hell.
Okay, it didn't happen to my friend, but that happened to me and it happened to Kevin.
Yeah, like, it was weird. It was like forever.
I just
like
got my payment... confirmation yesterday.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, I was wondering, like, if maybe they were in my private warehouse, but I wasn't seeing them somehow. Like, I don't know. Fucking Barry ruined everything.
It was really weird because, like, normally if you didn't get something, it would just be, in your orders as like back order or whatever, but like it was actually legitimately processing the order. So I'm like, well, this is
Yeah.
weird.
Because I've never monitored it that closely, because usually either I go in and see that it's not in the private warehouse yet or it's not. But like when it was processing, it like plucks it out of your like pending orders right beneath private warehouse. I'm like, where'd those items go? So that finally settled itself. But I think that's it, because I was just monitoring that.
I
And
didn't
I've.
ship, obviously, since I'm not gonna be home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did order the whale from AmiAmi. I managed to get one, and I used my points, so that was
Yay.
finally. Now I'm broke on points, so. And I think that's it. I finished American Horror Story Hotel, so I'm all caught up on that. And yeah, that's really it. Because I've basically been, when I was spending the time sick, I've been watching the Arrow reruns still. I need to get back to my. I need to rewatch Steven Universe as soon as I finish Rick and Morty, but I only have like a few more episodes left of that.
It's
So,
funny
yeah.
because I was in the summer I had to like renew my cable, and when I was bitching about how expensive it was, they gave me free HD, and so I was going through like my scheduled recordings. I was getting rid of all of the old SD ones and recording them on the HD channels, and so I had to do it for Arrow. And I would click it, and it would just show me like the list of episodes, and then I would like just click the new one and hit series recording and stuff. But with Arrow, because it hit syndication, it took me so long to find the new episode
Yeah.
because it was just like episode after episode after episode between the like SD and HD, like TNT and all everything else. I'm like, holy crap.
I know, it's like that's why I always set mine to only record new ones like on its own, like except that can get me into trouble sometimes too. Because I set Rebels to record only new episodes, and Disney decided, or Comcast, whoever's in charge, decided like it premiered on Saturday, and then every time they re-aired the premiere for the next three airings, they labeled it as new. So like all of a sudden one day there was something recording, and I was watching something else, and then all of a sudden it says, "You're gonna have to watch one of your recordings because we can't handle this brain power." And I'm like, "What the hell is recording?" And it's like Star Wars Rebels, the premiere episode for the third time. So that's
I
obnoxious.
think
Stupid technology.
Rebels is next on my list, I think.
I have a whole like dossier of stuff I need to catch up on.
Me too,
Game
that's
of
my
Thrones,
plan.
man. You got time on that one though. They're like waiting for it to snow or something because winter's coming. You know how it
Because
is.
I'm always like, oh, I got plenty of time until the next season starts, and then all of a sudden it's like next season starts next week. I'm like, fuck.
Like Walking Dead. At least you caught up on that though. Oh, classic. Wait,
I
I
still
think
need to watch
that's.
all season two of Fear the Walking Dead at some point. Game of
It
Thrones, I have to
was
catch
all
up
right.
on. Star Wars Rebels, Robots in Disguise. What
Or the
else do
Meets
I
the Eye,
got?
the spin-off.
I would totally watch an animated version of the More Than Meets the Eye comic, but.
That's another thing I need to get back to is comics, for fuck's sake. And then I just end up watching reruns. It got too overwhelming. I'm like, I'm gonna read everything. And then, like, as soon as I would get caught up, everything came out with an issue, and it's like, for fuck's sake, I'm just gonna go crawl under this blanket.
I'm just gonna go to bed.
I think I'm just gonna pick the ones I like and try not to just read everything. It's too much. Too
Yeah,
much reading.
I understand that.
I abandoned that book a while ago. I need to get back to it too. I just want to know it. Like, can I just download it?
What book?
That Mistborn book I was reading
Oh.
after I finished that book with my friend lent me. Like, I was doing pretty good on it. And, like, the last time I read it, I was waiting for my glasses in the doctor's office because I needed something to do while I was waiting for my glasses. That was an amazing story. Like, that was like Kevin Caliber. Like, that should be up there with his best work. So, I guess nudes.
Where to begin is the real question.
It's pretty slow.
We'll save the Xade scans for last. I guess right out of the gate, I think we should just talk about the trailer. The
The
trailer was
teaser, even though it really was more of a trailer.
yeah, like it's like a teaser. It was a teaser trailer. I'm like, oh, it's a
Yeah.
combo.
Oh, damn.
About the like teaser, I'm like, no, you were kind of more or less a trailer, bro.
Yeah. You got me off. Too late. Too far. I mean, too far. It's all of them. All the twos.
But it, I dare say, other than, I mean, it's the first trailer, so it's not like they're going to blow their load on suit footage or Megazord footage that they might not even have done yet anyhow. But, like, it hit all the points that it needed to hit. Like, that was really good.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, it's exactly, when we first talked about this when it was announced, when we talked, and, like, all the Twitter talk, this is, like, exactly sort of what I envisioned for the tone.
Yeah.
And it's funny because everyone's like, oh, it's so dark. And I wouldn't even really say that because the trailer even got across moments of humor. I think it's just being able to, or you're being able to take it seriously, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of the point I try to make when I talk about Toku being too silly is like you have to have a level of seriousness so I can take you seriously when you're being serious. Bottom line, hashtag serious.
Why so serious? But because, like, it's – I don't see that at all. Like, it's dark in the sense that a lot of the scenes were at night.
It just looks like it takes place in fall, really. Like, it's like a Canada day, like in Vancouver. Have you just watched a CW show?
And it's like, I don't see that at all. I don't know what everyone, like, in this day and age's fascination with, like, the word dark to describe anything that's not bright.
Fucking what? Damien. Damien Dorg ruined it at all with his fedora.
His fucking hat.
Cheesing up the joint.
That's one of the things that bothered me a bit in terms of like actual reaction. I didn't really get bothered by anything in the trailer. I thought it was perfect.
No, I liked it.
But another thing that was really strange, I guess I'll actually talk about the trailer soon. I'm talking about people now. What? I think one of the biggest kind of things that I saw was a lot of people that didn't like it because it's quote not Power Rangers.
I hate that.
And they're like, oh, Power Rangers all about like campy and humor and all that, and I get that, but that's not something like you could take to Hollywood and expect to do well. Like,
if we went to the theaters with what the show did with MMPR or what it's currently doing, you would get laughed out.
Like even the actual like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie, like you could compare that to an actual episode of the show, like sure, it's got a little bit of the campy to it, but it ramped up everything that the show did to a level that was never actually on the TV show, and I mean it's not like it was like super duper serious or anything like that, but. It was a little bit different of a tone than it was on the TV, and like this is a 2016, will be a 2017 Hollywood movie. Like you can't take what Power Rangers currently is or was in the past even, and expect people to take it seriously as a film.
Yeah,
and
their aim is to appeal to all ages, really. Not
yeah,
just
I mean you're
little kids,
like. You're not going to only appeal to one group. You need to appeal to everybody that's interested in this. And I think that, at least going off the trailer, they have something that I think kids could not necessarily relate to, but take in and understand. And then you've got like the like teen demographic that could actually relate to the characters. Because while they actually have character and problems that are relatable, and then you hit the adult fan base that are like is going for nostalgia because there's enough there for them to go like, oh wow, this is like grown up Power Rangers, wow. And so like you're hitting all those demographics in a tone of movie like this. So while I totally understand that it might not be what Power Rangers is to you, like as a person that like watches this for the weird campy stuff, you have to keep that mindset going that this is a Hollywood budget movie that's trying to appeal to virtually everyone on the planet in some way, shape, or form. So, like, that argument always bothered me, but I saw a lot of that after the trailer went up. And
I like all the people that are like, these teenagers don't even have attitude. And I'm pretty sure, like, just some of the moments of, like, the lines in the trailer had more attitude than the MMPR team ever had. Like, the original team didn't really have an attitude.
Okay.
I mean, Kimberly was kind of bitchy, but...
Even as a kid, I hated the whole Teenagers with Attitude thing because I watched the show as a kid and I'm like, these guys are just good people. Like,
Yeah.
none of these people have an attitude.
Their only attitude was let's do charity, like no other teen ever has before. The kids at my school were too busy, like getting high and fucking. That was pretty much it. Like,
Okay, that's what the message was. It was actually teenagers with positive attitude. They
yeah,
just
so.
omitted that word. It wasn't actually, it didn't make it into the final catchphrase of the show, I guess.
It's just funny to see that. I'm like, because these people actually do have personalities.
I guess
Which is
Alpha,
one
get me
thing.
a team of teenagers with positivity. Didn't have the same ringtone to it.
Wouldn't
Ringtone?
get quite as many butts in seats, really. Ringtone. We'd have the same ring. It's gonna be a thing. I'm glad they're going for a darker ringtone for this one. Just like the. Oh, man.
Why did I say that?
Don't know.
It's like
Maybe like this.
I combined the same ring to it and the same tone to it into like one word that didn't make sense anymore.
It's too perfect. Oh man. Same ringtone.
This movie has the best
Oh.
ringtone.
But one thing I thought was neat, well, with the exception of Zach, I felt like we got a moment for like everybody in the
Yeah.
trailer to get like an idea of them.
Poor
Like Zach,
Zach.
we know that he likes to hang out on buildings and be Asian. But everyone else got like a little moment or a line, sort of gave you an idea, which was neat.
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm really gonna like Billy.
Yeah, I really like him so far. He's like way better than like, oh my god, more phenomenal Billy from the first season. A putty, fuck. Like the piece of cake moment cracked me up. That's not a piece of cake. And I love that they have actual powers, which is cool.
Yeah, and like the reactions I saw to that were kind of mixed, but I saw a lot of people like tweeting that like it reminded them of Dino Thunder in
Yeah.
terms of like a little stone is giving them extra human powers and then they can transform, and like I get that completely and I totally dig it. Like, we haven't had civilian powers since when the hell was it?
I was gonna say, I think Overdrive, because like Jungle Fury,
Overdrive, Jungle,
Furry.
yeah, Jungle Fury kinda did, but it was kinda like part of their whole martial arts thing, so I don't know if that
Yeah,
really
it's kind of
counts.
like the same situation as Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
But I think Overdrive was the last time we had like proper civilian powers.
And like, that's an element from the Disney era seasons I always really liked.
Yeah.
'Cause it gave the civilian fights kind of a little bit of an edge that I thought was really cool, and I
It
always
made him
felt
seem
it.
like a less of a stupid decision.
Yeah, and
Like, hey, I can tackle this because I have a power, and not, hey, let's just do the dumb thing and not suit up.
I felt like it always gave him like a little bit of an extra feeling of heroism and just kind of like a sense of responsibility because now they have all this strength or power or whatever. And so I always liked that. So I think it's really cool, and I think it adds to the whole kind of mystery around it, at least to them as characters. Like, they found the little trinkets and they found the little jammy dodgers, and now all of a sudden they
Yeah,
can break
it's a
sinks.
Jammy Dodger.
And so now they're all gathering, going, "What the fuck's wrong with this man?"
Well, and the fact that they can like jump high and stuff like that, classic Dax powers. But as civilians, like gives me hope for the fight scenes when they're morphed of feeling more superpowered, which is something I liked about the Disney seasons as well, as they would jump high, they would fling things really far with their punches. It wasn't just people like rolling over picnic tables with like oversized turtlenecks because their suits were weird. So like I'm looking forward to that. Roy made an appearance in this trailer. Roy, look out.
Roy.
Still gonna be weird to me. Rita made an appearance, which was neat. It was basically the scene we saw from like EW Magazine or Entertainment Weekly or something,
Yeah.
and like, except like upside down or whatever,
She
which was cool.
kills Rangers, you know.
You know how it is. That
It's
like,
so dark. They kill people.
well, it is funny though. That line did make me realize not only that, but just a combination of watching other like kid shows is that Power Rangers is the only kid show other than like, you know, like preschool programming I know of that still won't use the word kill or death.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they're playing with an outdated set of kid gloves that like don't need to be used.
Like I watch a ton of kids shows, and none of them are afraid to say the word kill or die.
It's especially funny when you're watching something like Clarence or something and they'll use it, and it's just like a silly comedy show. And it's like they're gonna use it, but Power Rangers is like, you'll be destroyed. I'm like, all right. Classic Power Rangers. I just remembered we have an episode to sort of talk about, and I got sad.
It won't be long, trust me.
Yeah, that was kind of how it was when the episode aired. Everyone was high on the trailer, and Dino Charge was like, we exist, and everyone's like,
It doesn't help that it was the fucking Halloween special and not something that actually had a bit of plot to it.
yeah.
It was a fucking Halloween special. But I don't got a whole lot else to say other than just a lot of hype. A lot of little like spoilery tidbits were popping up thanks to like the German trailer or something.
Classic Nazis. Jawohl.
Oh my God.
Hitler leaked the trailer. Barry changed the timeline. Hitler's been alive this whole time now.
I don't know whether to talk about them or not.
The only one I saw was that Zordon used to be a ranger.
Yeah, and that's really
Red.
cool. I dig
Yeah,
that.
I think that could definitely tie into Rita wearing the Green Ranger suit and everything.
Yeah.
I think that'll be neat. Maybe she pulls a full-on Kylo Ren and killed the rest of the team. I heard that
Maybe.
Elizabeth Banks has an 8-pack. That Elizabeth Banks was shredded.
I kind of hope that's true. That'd be really cool.
Would be
She
cool.
fucking went
You know,
rogue.
there is a bunch of people that are like, "Where's the Green Ranger? Where's Tommy?" I
Oh my
mean, that
God.
would be a waste to not use that as the hook for the second
Oh,
movie.
it's totally gonna be a hook for the second movie.
But I think just to shut him up, I think it would be great if they basically doing or what they seem to be doing with the Green Ranger powers being on Rita right now and just skipped over a Green Ranger proper and just went right to white just to piss them off.
I'd be down for that too.
It'll be awesome. But it's just so stupid. It's like, why would he wasn't even in the first episode of the show. Get out of here.
Green Ranger, Green Ranger, Green Ranger. Shut up.
Tommy's like, we're gonna have a spin-off. Like, get out of here, JDF. What are you doing?
It's
Go play the guy in the white makeup you're doing now. You're doing fine.
really funny because JDF was all like, Green Ranger spinoff, yeah. And then like he got this gig with the live action Valiant series, and he's like the last interview we did is like, oh, that could be a thing that still happens, but whatever. It's like he got this new gig and he doesn't care anymore. He's like done with
Yeah.
the Green Ranger hype train.
I just want to work.
He's like, I'm this other comic book dude right now, so whatever.
It's kind of like how when the movie was first announced, he's like, yeah, I'm in lots of talks with Spawn Brands and Lionsgate. Yeah, it's going to happen, man, the movie. And then, like, as soon as they started making plans and, like, not caring about bringing back old people, he just never talked about it again.
Yeah.
I don't
I
think.
would still not be surprised if he had a cameo of some sort.
Yeah. Like, even if it was, like, a not authorized one, like, he just, like, photobombed us. And, like, somehow they didn't catch it. It's just like him running by in a shirt that says fitness year, whatever year it is, because apparently every year is fitness year. Just like fitness year 20XX. The one last thing I will say is that I was surprised. I didn't really expect Zord footage. I was surprised there wasn't more any suit footage, only because they took so long with the trailer.
Yeah.
Because they could have put a trailer like this together quite some time ago, which is what I assumed they would do, is do something like this while they were working on the effects. And then they took so long, I'm like, all right, they're probably gonna like do a little bit of effects, you know, because they took so long, and all they had it took them like months to do the half a Red Ranger on Jason.
I think Lionsgate just doesn't know how to promote more than one movie at a time.
They're really bad at Maya. They can't model fast enough.
So like, okay, we're done with this movie. We can start working on promotional shit for Power Rangers now.
Have a staff of five.
Sir, we've been trying to hype this movie up for like over a year.
What's funny about it is how long they took to put out the trailer, and then
30
it leaked
minutes.
like the morning right before they were gonna put it out, and then they pulled it, and they're like, oh, fuck it. Like, all this months of waiting and nothing.
All for a dirty penis.
Got that right.
Yep.
What do you have to say about the trailer?
It was awesome.
Why are you so loud?
That's how I talk.
Is he louder to you, Dawson?
No, it's about the same.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just my headphones.
Yeah, it's because you suck. It was pretty cool. I liked it a lot. And I want to see more of them breaking normal everyday objects for fun.
Just break a car.
Like, we really have a thing against plumbing fixtures, smash. Oh, okay.
Look what I can do with the toilet. Also, Goldar and Putties were confirmed. Ooh.
Confirmed! Big surprise.
Surprise! They're going to be in a movie called Power Rangers.
Wasn't there like 15 articles about a spotted putty arm or something like months back?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, classic Toku fandom over-reporting.
If his arm is spotted, you should probably see a doctor about that.
Yeah, you don't want to turn into Jasper. You'll get that eventually, Gossam. It was a Steven Universe joke.
One of the guys that kidnapped the puppies for Cruella de Vil.
Asshole A and asshole B.
Hey, Yaris!
Alright, so continuing with the whole Power Rangers thing, they're making Power Rangers Thomas the Tank Engine minis, and my life is complete.
That's their answer to Tokuger.
If I knew that's all it took to make your life complete, was I had them get on that a lot sooner. I could be done with this shit.
Just because it's complete doesn't mean it ends.
No.
That's deep, man. I want that on a shirt. I want that on with a shirt with the ketchup is mustard brown or whatever it was. What was the saying?
Ketchup we is could always red, hope. Buns are brown, and that's the circle of life or something.
Yeah. We need a series of Shukun Shinobi inspirational shirts. Because it's complete doesn't mean it ends.
That was when we went on some tangent about... That was when we were talking about, the Black Whopper or whatever the hell they were something. Doing at Burger King.
Some sort of deep topic, like usual.
You know how it is.
Appropriately.
Shifting over into Rider stuff.
Blessed why? Hmm. You're a jerk. Brian, you want to touch my butt?
Sure.
There you go. Somebody finally said yes. Been asking people for weeks now. Nobody ever says yes.
Sorry, your life is miserable.
It really is.
But speaking
maybe if I showered, they might say yes.
Speaking of things that aren't miserable, Pac-Man is in the new Rider movie.
They ran out of old Toku heroes to bring back, so they just started looking everywhere else. Who can we resurrect? Sir, we've exhausted the pile. What game are you playing, Johnson? Pac-Man? Alright, it's in. Johnson is in. Classic Austin Powers joke.
He's a good boy.
This man was playing Pac-Man. He thought we wouldn't notice, but we did.
It's hysterical, because the news broke for this happened at 3 or 4 in the morning or something. And I'm sitting there, I'm about ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden, there's just this image on my Twitter feed of, X-Aid Ghost and Pac-Man in the background, and I'm like, wait, what? And then it got announced by, the Toei Twitter or whatever, and then, my entire Twitter feed was just jokes about how Pac-Man's gonna eat ghosts.
I wouldn't be mad.
Nothing would make me happier.
That's how he dies in the future. That's what his son was going to warn him about. Pac-Man eats you.
Don't trust the yellow Pac-Man.
You went mad.
Waka 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 waka.
So?
Anyway. Trying to string sound effects now. This is just the show.
Pac-Man noises. There is a trailer, but it doesn't really show a whole lot, but it has a little Pac-Man thing in it. It's funny. But this movie brought to you by the fact that Bandai Namco owns Pac-Man.
You know, I would have much rather them just tried to come out with a clever movie about that, or and possibly involving other video game aspects, than just doing another say Q-Bert. Movie Wars. Because I hate the thing I hate about this is the needless inclusion of like Drive backwards. It reminds me of like all the Double O's Forza era where they were just like switches and the fat kid was Birth or something.
Double was like in every Rider movie for like 4 years.
It's like, and it makes me sad because not only were those like messy and like everyone for like 4 years previous was included for no reason, but they could have had really cool, like a really cool continuous story for all these movies if they would have continued the Foundation X bit. Yeah. Like, they could have had storyline fodder for years to make a reason why all these writers would meet up every year, but instead it's just like, that was just a ring or something. Now, I'm just hearing in my head when Aerosol said, I hope the fat kid's birth, and now I can't stop. No, birth, not burp.
No, shit, I was confused. It sounded the same, so I just went for it.
And then finally, the show might have only just started, but in typical Bandai Japan fashion,
penis.
We have the wonderful quarter two toy penis. Catalog scans.
And they're not blurry, but they're sideways. So, progress.
Sideways? What the fuck are you looking at that's sideways?
Like, the pictures I mean, this one's, like, crooked. Like
it's like at a... Well, I have one here that's, like, at a 30-degree angle. For fuck's sake, man!
There's no reason to fight me on this.
I will fight you on everything. Penis. Vagina.
There you go, found him.
Both of them?
What?
Nothing?
No, I meant a page that had prettier pictures of scans for me to look at.
The skeins.
The skeins.
I thought maybe you found the magazine in front of you.
Okay, where do we even begin?
Let's start with the crooked picture.
Okay, let's the crooked picture that shows off everybody new. the Drago was a hunter. Meteor. Hunter gamer.
Yeah. Drago, hunter gamer. Level
5.
One at a time, Chuck.
Your mother's a whore. Your mother is a whore.
What are you whore. Gonna, are you gonna talk or?
No, I thought you were gonna talk. You were talking, so I just. Fuck.
Well, it looks cool. And it's
I'm
level...
trying to figure out why it's showing the other three, like, it's showing all the writers. What's, well, it, like, what's it trying to say?
Because they can all use it, but it looks
oh,
like
yeah.
the other three only get arm pads.
Oh, the rhino thingy?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what we were talking about, because you guys talked all at once. It was like an amalgam.
Hansa like... Gamer, level 5.
Fuck level 4. That level's pointless.
We kind of like Momotaros.
1, 2, 3, 5.
X.
X 50.
X Rider.
And then Genmu gets Zombie Gamer level X, and he basically looks like he's trying to be Machine Chaser.
I was thinking of the Dead Heat Drive for some reason because it's all hybrided. Or the Super Dead Heat, sorry. It's like super dead. Like,
super.
But it looks really cool.
My favorite thing ever is this, like, Mighty Brothers or whatever.
They look like they Super Saiyan Brothers. On. It's like the Goten and Trunks combo.
It's so good. Like, it's one level one, and then it splits into two people. And it's fantastic.
Is that what it's trying to say?
Yeah, it's two people.
Isn't it both X8? How's that work?
I don't know. We haven't got that far yet, but...
Well, motherfucker.
It's like that girl in S.H.I.E.L.D. that could just multiply herself.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I don't remember what her name was, but she's dead now.
Yeah, she did. She did, she did. Guy, fuck you.
Guy in terrible dreadlocks killed them all, but...
And then the last new addition is Paradox. And he's basically the result of Barry Allen. So
it's Paradox, and
Barry he's changed going, everything.
He's gonna summon the Gate Guardian.
I'm looking forward to Kamen Rider Paradox, actually, but hey, can't win
the
them
character
all.
From
ugly
Big
green
Show?
Color.
Kamen
Rider Paradox only comes out in August.
Really short too. Kind of whines about a lot of things. Calls everyone clods. But anyway.
Onward to victory.
Onward to this keypad thing. I don't know what to make of it. Is it like keypad, one of them? The Gashacon key slasher.
Oh yeah, I gotta go. Okay, I'm there now. I had to scoot ahead.
Oh, sorry. Mine are in a different order.
Well, your mother. what site are you on?
GamerRiderNews.tumblr.
Oh, well, I'm on Toku Nation, so.
Okay.
Brian's supposed to be the one plugging them.
Yeah. Brian just hates them so much, so he doesn't go there. He said never go there again.
Well, these are prettier pictures.
Oh, fuck your dickhole.
They need to what update is it? Their... What is it?
Gamer what? Rider... What?
Gamer are we talking about this thing that looks like a
wait,
waffle?
Wait, there it is. I found it.
Thing. It looks like a waffle maker. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that like, thing.
And it also kind of looks like that, like one of those memory games. It's like Henry or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it's trying Lyman? To be. It's like one of those like light button keypad games.
Yeah, it looks really pretty.
It's got a lot Does of colors though? On it. Colors.
And is it trying to say that you can stick two Gashats into it, since this one's a double Gashat?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be used with the Mighty Brothers one, so you can stick two in there. Double
Yeah,
fun.
You can stick two in the slot at the same time.
Yeah, fun times.
I know what that's like.
Like, I was sitting there looking at the Gamer Driver, and I'm like, they're probably going to make one that has two prongs on it. And then these came out.
Wish I had two prongs.
Can't think of anything.
I wouldn't have funding.
That.
Well,
what funding it? Why?
Funding me having two prongs? Yes.
Okay. What is this shit? Gash.
I don't know what's happening.
What's he doing? I don't know what he's doing.
Gash at he got Paradox's thing. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, it's, wait, I know the answer to that question, you tramp.
The Bop
Gashacon Gear Duel?
It does kind of look like a Bop It.
Bop It! Twist it!
Bop
Gash it!
Butt plug?
So it's...
The blue form looks like his name's Cornelius.
Well, I don't think what we just... We didn't mention the Gashat for this double Mighty Brothers thing. It's like the DX Mighty Brothers XX Gashat, and then like
it's 1x away.
It's 1x away from being even more awesome, but it's like
it's 1x away from being in a porn simulator game.
Right? It's like Mighty double Mighty level X XR and XXL or something like that, and it's like
XXL. That's my shirt size, yo. This guy gets me.
Like,
you got your T-shirt.
The last couple of shirts I got were XXL because I bought them on Hot Topic, and I don't trust their sizes.
Antoine Dodson confirmed for X8.
Hot Topic sizes are garbage, but anyway.
They really, well, they are. That's why, and I know they're going to shrink a little. That's why I got two Eevee shirts with the Eeveelutions on them, and I got them both in XXL. That way, I make sure that I can wear it.
So,
but like this Gashat, what?
Go ahead.
The Gashat's got like a little, like a teal and a bright orange colored versions of Mighty on them. And it's kind of adorable.
I'm trying to figure out like why they picked this color scheme, because I love it, but it's kind of weird.
He's pink and lime green. What more do you...
Fair enough. I mean...
They were just really high on LSD or something. I don't know.
He looks like the tropical Skittles.
They're trying to taste the rainbow. Look at the Gashats in the next to the little the keypad thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Paradox's two forms.
You started to say something and I cut you off.
No, you just did it again. Paradox's
Paradox is having hot gay sex.
Yep, with himself because he's two different forms, fighting and puzzle.
Because those go together.
Yeah. I like fighting a lot.
Gashat's got a little dial on it. I think his is a double slot too, right? But he could just like he turns the dial one way and it becomes fighting, and the other way and it becomes puzzle.
Yeah, still bop it. And it,
that's cool.
It like plugs into this other thing.
Slot. It's got a special slot for the finisher.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, got it. Makes sense. And
nozzle.
The hell is this? Literally just a belt buckle for the?
It's what it is. If you can, okay. It's you can buy it separately. It's just the belt buckle and the zombie gash hat. Or you can buy it with the bug visor if you don't already buy the bug visor. For whatever reason, as like a three-piece set that is now a belt. Like I guess the bug visor is your belt buckle. It's like if you were to buy like the Deca Driver, but you just bought like the fucking buckle like separately to scan cards, and then like, oh well, if you have this buckle, you can just buy this belt so you can put it on your fucking waist. And that's basically what this is. You're just buying like a thing to clip it onto around your waist. Oh, but we included a Gashat too because, you know, who the fuck would buy a belt, two belt straps, and a piece of plastic?
Got it. Okay, so that's a thing. I kind of like how Genmu is like gonna get kind of like his own identity, because right now he's literally just a color swap of Xade.
So, well, that's what the bitch in the show said.
Yeah, I know. So it's nice to see that he's like gonna get some upgrades and be like completely different.
Instead of all of his upgrades just being an alternate version of X8s.
Yeah. At the very least, he gets a bicycle instead of a robot. He got the short end of the stick, I think, on that one. But
it's an extreme sports bike. It's a Shocker Ricky Sports.
Who's Ricky?
Lead singer.
Marky Gervais. It's a Ricky Gervais bike.
It's not as good as a Steve Carell bike, in my opinion. But...
a bicycle.
And in terms of Gashats, we got a bunch of Legend Rider ones, because...
Hey, hold on, go on to the next page, motherfucker. Well, first of all, what's that in the top corner? The golden one?
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Well, what the fuck are you doing?
They're using the Forza thing again.
I know. This is the third
Shut
time.
Shut up!
It's funny because
it's like it's like Tommy's Jeep.
It was in the show, and I'm like, yeah, that's gonna be a toy in the second quarter. Sure enough, how many times can we reuse the same briefcase?
Yeah, it holds 11 Gashats and comes with the Proto Geki Totsu Robots Gashat. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
It's supposed to be in, like, a movie or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Brian, why does it sound like you're, like, making out with the microphone?
Because it's probably hitting my shirt.
Okay. Because why wouldn't he make out with the microphone, Dawson? Why?
Because it sounds like you're being secretive, and you're, like, putting, like, your hand over the mic and, like, trying to, like, hide yourself.
Now, it looks like this case comes out in December.
Yes.
It is indeed a month.
That is correct.
And there's some golden gas hat that's I don't know, I can't read it, but I'm not sure what it's for. Dawson, Brian's going to try and read it. While Brian tries to read it. What now? Did you get it?
It's the burger one.
It's the burger? That's a real thing?
It's called Juju Burger.
Okay, so the Dawson's favorite one, because it has Jew and burger in the same sentence. You see that? I worked it into a racist joke. I'm back.
You mean it's kosher?
So that comes out in February. Because we didn't talk about when all this stuff is actually hitting anything, and I feel like we should have.
Well, people can just look at it themselves.
They can't read. Nobody can read these things properly. We've experienced this for years. Everybody looks at this shit and always puts everything in the wrong fucking month.
Why are there four Rider Gishats in February? What the fuck? That's when a new Sentai hits. Can't afford that shit.
That looks like this stuff for zombies.
Can't wait for the new
Sentai. The zombie stuff is December. The
iZombie?
No. I think the Paradox thing looks like January.
Yeah.
And it looks like December for the Double Mighty Brothers or whatever the fuck the thing's called.
Yep.
But the actual key sword is January. So in February, getting back to that, we have Legend Rider Gas Hats for Drive, Gaim, Wizard, and Forzy. And
just
then,
in time for that movie, guys.
Just in time for the
what Pac-Man a quinky dink.
And then in March we have O's and Double Roo. So that's a thing. I'm interested to see what kind of sounds they make and how it's gonna work. But they look kind of neat. They have names like. I don't know what they are, but I read them. I just don't remember them.
They got names, they were whatever cool. They are. They are cool, though.
They had names that were pretty cool, and it made me happy.
I like how they all sound like actual like titles instead of just going like, oh, it's the Ozgashat.
Right, like that's why I got jungle, excited, and it made me...
Jungle something or another.
Jungle Nwolja!
No, not that.
Oh, a different guy?
All the level up rider stuff for... At least the ones we see, which is actually just the double ones. Everyone else is just a sketch. But those guys look cool. They come with a new level one shell because they need it to make room for two figures in there at one time.
Giggity. Yeah, so level up 10 is the dragon, dude.
This looks
11
really cool.
Is 11 is like one half of the... Double Rider, and then 12 is the other half plus the shell, it looks like. And then 13 is Zombie Genmu. And it looks like these are all like March or something like that. I'm reading the wrong line. I can't see. The Dragon is December, and then
the double figures are
January. And then February for Zombie Genmu and Paradox, which looks like both forms of Paradox are Lover 14.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the typical transformation one. Like every year we get one figure that does some really lame transformation gimmick.
Like Dead Heat.
He's probably just going to rotate.
Oh, dear Lord. And then they show the Rider Heroes 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, which is just the two different double riders. The zombie is 10, and then the paradoxes are 11 and 12. So, for anybody who wants those. And that's our second quarter toy catalog for X-Aid.
I'm so excited. Like, everything looks
second
so...
Second quarter.
Everything looks so stupid. I love it. I love so
it's
many
just
things
pure
about those.
Insanity.
It is. And it's like that same insanity I got looking at Gaim's toy catalogs. And that's what makes me so happy. Is that it's just so it's... absurd that it works and it's actually enjoyable.
It's the Full Throttle Drive Gashat, the Sword Story Gaim Gashat, the Magic Wizard Gashat, the Space Galaxy Forze, the Jungle O's, and the Famous Detective Double Gashat.
Wizard kind of phoned it in. He's like...
Yeah.
I'm Magic Wizard. So that's cool.
Yeah, Lover 14 says turn the dial on the back to switch between Puzzle Gamer and Fighter Gamer. So...
What was that?
It was a hog, because I'm trying to figure out how it works. But
sure. Whoops. I just typed the word sure because I said it. and I do stuff like that.
Good job.
Yeah, man. See, when you use the Mighty Brothers XX guess hat, you become double XA double action gamer level X, and then you pull the lever, and he doubles up to level XX. And you have XXL and XXR.
Sorry, just having a seizure.
But it's the Bugster Buckle and Zombie Gas, Dangerous Zombie Gas Hat, and then
Ants confirmed.
Or you can buy it as the Buggle Driver, which is the Bug Visor, Bugster Buckle.
And not to be confused with the Muggle Driver, which just turns you into a human.
So that happened.
Not my fault. Maltoy's a CSI for metahumans.
And he's really awesome, and I just want to hug him.
The Bugle Buckle.
So that's. I just went further down this thing and went to where they had the word description of the catalog and had all those names and words.
That makes sense.
So I learned to read. See, this is what happens is awesome after you complete the Hooked on Phonics program is that you can read.
It was Muzzy.
Grown up.
Muzzy for life.
Muzzy.
Those characters are my favorite in all of fiction.
Muzzy will teach me other languages.
Muzzy will teach you how to be a Nazi.
That is true, because he would teach me German.
Well, then it teaches you how to leak Power Rangers plot details. It's all connected.
Muzzy's just taking one for the team. but anyway, that's it for the newsies. So
newsies.
Hip hip hooray. Now it's
hip,
time
hip, to doodly do. Sorry.
Now it's time for
superhero time. Jo-ja. Metcha game, moocha game, what's your name? X-A-A. I'm come in later.
Weak.
I know. I'm sorry. We can go hashtag I'm a hashtag come in writer.
I get that joke.
I don't. Just so we're all clear.
All right,
no one really cares if you get the joke.
Jojer was about sumo wrestling. Because, you know, that's plot relevance.
There was, like, not a single, like, drip of plot. Like, there wasn't even, like, a 2-second villain scene about the main plot. It was just... And there wasn't even any real substance to the reason why Sela and... Not Sela, the other one. The other female, whose name I always forget.
Amu?
It's
Amu?
Yeah, her. And Leo were doing it. It was just like, oh, we have to do it because the only way to fight him is sumo. I'm like, you could just get in the Megazord and step on him. I bet that'll work.
Like, my problem is that, like, I don't mind filler when it does something worthwhile, but, like, this wasn't even, like, any sort of character, like, development at all. Like, it wasn't a filler episode that would, like, shift character development or anything. It was just... Let's have Leo do sumo.
Yeah, that was
why
that was
wouldn't
it.
You want Leo to do sumo?
I mean, there were so many people in tight shorts around, I thought the Jew Rangers were going to just love it. Well, it's funny because she was like, I don't want to wear it. And I'm like, well, that seems understandable. They wouldn't put her in that. And then Leo, like, chickens out and wears some biker shorts. I'm like, so why is it okay for all of these weirdos to be shoving their asses in our face, but Leo can't get in there in the thick of it with them? It smells like hot, sick ass. That was this episode, in a sentence. And fucking Misao, of course. I don't deserve to wear a diaper or whatever they're called, because I thought I'd make more friends by doing sumo in high school. His life is different from other people's.
Like, once again, he just constantly gets turned into a joke, and I hate it so much.
And it's always right after quote-unquote progress episodes, too.
I know. Every time I leave one of those episodes going, you know, maybe just this time it'll stick. And then he goes right into the field position, and I'm like, well, okay.
He doesn't deserve that suit.
I was watching it, and I'm like, why didn't they just use, like, Duo Gorilla and, like, why didn't they go Gorilla and Crocodile and their strength forms and try to, like, you know, hit them? Instead, they just stood there, and he cowered, like, in a little ball because of wearing a diaper, and my diaper might come off or something. I don't know.
He showed everybody in his high school his pee-pee.
Well,
this entire episode was about the fact that Misawa was a small wiener.
that's where I was about to go with this, but you beat me to it.
Misawa can't beat it at all, so it's fine.
Even if he listens to Michael Jackson's Beat It, it still doesn't work. He doesn't deserve to listen to Beat It.
I also really want to know what's going on in, like, those two sumo guys' heads when they meet two Japanese people and don't know what sumo is.
And when they saw Japanese Tebow's hair.
Bro, what up with that?
It was basically just, like, Barry navigating this episode. So, what if you guys just said, like, out loud what happened? That would just help everyone, like, in details with dates. And, like, what I said. This is an exercise. Let's play a fun game. What if I had amnesia for 5 months? And I didn't remember anything?
Like, who died? Fill me in. Go.
Oh, classic.
But... Yeah, I have a feeling next week or the week after we'll finally get Wild Tosai Dodeka King. Because it looks like the next episode actually looks plot relevant, so
yeah,
that's worthwhile at the very least.
It's funny how the preview starts off with them wearing the stupid, like, helmets. Oh, and then yeah. It's all of a sudden serious plot. You know, mm-hmm. The... like, little hats that the guy whose name I always forget makes them wear. Mario. That's his whole character. I realize how useless his character is today. I don't know why it took me so long, but all he does is, like, come out from, like, the other room and, like, go, ah, ah, and then leave, and that's what he does every episode.
Sometimes he gives inspirational words of advice while dressed as a weird animal.
That's just described gay, Jarek. I mean, really.
Did you ever want to get weird advice from a parrot?
Well, this man can Jesus. Help you.
Oh, but yeah, it was. Yeah.
I just had an idea. Sorry, I heard the ping noise. I actually didn't really have an idea.
Man, that
I don't have ideas.
That's got to be like. The microphone is pretty close to one of the earbuds, I guess, so I guess that makes sense. But anyway.
Another one. Sorry, just chock full of ideas today.
Let's move on to X-Aid, because that's a show worth talking about.
It is.
So they brought in Brave and Art. Somehow didn't bring in Merida. So this motherfucker comes in, and he's got his two bitches with him, and he just stands there, and one bitch gets down on her knees, which I'm like, alright, I can see where this is going, and I like it.
Classic Koichi film.
But instead, all she does is just put the belt on him. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind then.
No, you're supposed to take the belt off of him.
That was the one awkward thing about it, is like, I love how he puts his hands out for, like, scalpels. But, like, she should have handed him the driver. It would have seemed more natural. Instead, it looked like she was about to hand it to him, and all of a sudden she goes down. I'm like, wait. Like, it would just seem, like, more like a doctor thing if they both handed him it. Because all he has to do is bring it to his waist, and that's
well,
it.
That's what
it
I just... thought was going to happen. And he's just like, game of driver. Right, dagashato. And she just, like, delicately places it in his hand. I'm like, okay, this is just weird.
It reminds me of when Gary had a posse of girls in a sports car.
But also really awesome.
To be 10 also?
Smell you later, Ashy Boy.
You never said Ashy
Boy? Implying Ash doesn't take showers because I'm pretty sure he doesn't. But yeah, that was fun. And I like how he starts the fight and then... X-Aid just jumps in and is like, he transforms, and he's like, all right, level two. Let's get this shit done. And the bitch runs over and is like, no, you have to level one. But yeah, but at a higher level, you want to fight him with a higher level because that's how games work. And she's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
I love this gamer logic. Like, you got to be a higher level and you can beat him faster. Come on. I also like the part where he was like, why didn't you open the box? Have you ever even played a game?
Like, so that happened. And then, yeah, he fussed at him not opening the box. He's like, you don't know how to operate. Like, we don't know how to play games, motherfucker. We're playing a video game right now. Like, well, shit.
This isn't a game. This is an operation. Bro, you're a surgeon. Then, you should know that this isn't an operation. You're swinging a sword at a big poop monster.
Well, that's what I would call a colonoscopy. But
and then he removed the sword from the stone, and it turned out to just be the Kuga Titan form sword, rusted over.
That's pretty much what it looks like.
That's what it is.
Really?
If you look, because I saw a picture, I had to have to actually go dig through, I don't know, Facebook or wherever the fuck I was looking at. Like last week or something, and if you look at a picture of Titan form Kuga holding his sword, and you look at this, the only difference is that on the handle. Let me go to the, like a frame in the.
This is important. In the
X8 episode. Like the pieces on the handle, they curve like towards your hand. In this show, but in Kuga, they curve towards the blade.
Oh, okay.
That's the only difference between the two swords. Like, every detail on them is exactly the same. It's just this is all rusted over.
Proper use.
Oh, wait. And, well, I saw one. Did you see that video that, like, it takes the opening, and then in between the opening, it shows, like, how they've done similar things with, like, this is how they did it in Ryuki, and, like, it's the exact same thing, or, oh, like,
yeah,
five. Like
the various shots in the opening sequence. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they just lifted it all from previous writer shows.
Hey, it's a really pretty opening sequence. I'm fine with that.
No, I love it. I'm just saying, I actually thought it was pretty cool that, like, this part's like in Fize, and this part's like in Ryuki, and this part's like in this one.
Suck it, Fize fans!
Sorry. Exactly. But then he gets his fire and ice sword, and that was pretty cool. Like, I love how they use the weapon. Classic
coach.
Like it's pretty fun to watch them.
I like how they effectively kind of worked okay together, even though they just spent the entire time bickering against each other. Like they still effectively did what they needed to do.
I like how just having two of them in the field made the fight scene more fun. Like you could see how potentially cool the fights could be if there's like three or four riders like in a playing field at once, like with their different types, like running around getting items and fighting the monsters and whatnot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then I loved how like the monster went level two, and so like they were about to go level two, and then Genmu showed up and is like, "What's up, bitches?" And he leveled up, and like Pink Bitch is like, "Oh, it's a palette swap of X-Aid.
Swap of X-Aid. Excite Subs was
It's Ash from awesome. Palette Town.
Excite Subs was awesome to translate it like that. That was really cool. But yeah, like we still don't really know who he is. Like,
and then he kicked their asses.
Person. Yeah, he completely fucking killed their ass. But
he tore their buttholes wide open.
We get it. He lost. He lost.
So that was pretty cool, and
just went up behind them and went in dry.
Classic addiction demon
with the bug with the bug visor.
That's right.
He buggered them. Nope, sorry.
Another thing I thought was really cool is that the normal like henchmen are changing. Because like last episode they were cooking themed, and this year they were mage themed.
Well, I didn't even notice that.
Well, this time it was this theme. Well, this time,
it's cool, you dick. But yeah, that was neat because the first Bugster was salty.
He was mad because they didn't use his version of the Power Rangers movie. I wrote a fun camp fest. Shut up, Salty.
It's salty and only 6 calories, just like semen.
And this guy was reusing fucking wizards' little circles.
It was much easier to animate, okay?
This is true. Just like they used Kuga's sword, it was really easy.
Exactly.
It's just a secret like anniversary show. Mom.
It was really easy.
This is a secret anniversary show.
Remember when they said at the end of when Superhero Taisen was first announced, they said the anniversaries are over, we don't want to stop celebrating? They never stopped. It's still happening. They were not kidding.
It just keeps going. Like, there hasn't been a year without some sort of anniversary since DK.
Ever since DK. God damn it, DK, you fucking asshole.
I told you Narutaki was from our future. That's why he's so mad. It's the perfect origin. Remember when he appeared in the Tokyo Jirgaim crossover and they said it was too soon to reveal his origins? Too soon? 5 years later? 5 years after a series that's never really going to return, it's too soon?
Too soon? We'll never know.
The world may never know.
Do we even care?
How many licks to get to the center of... How many licks to get to the center of Dawson's mother? World may never know.
One thing I thought was... It's kind of like a cliche relationship between the two like writers, but I do just like that Brave is like the opposite of...
A dick?
Of X8's stupid, like, it doesn't matter if we heal the patients so they don't smile. He's more about, like, the results.
Uh-huh.
Like, just because the idea of it not mattering if you heal them or not, if they smile, is stupid. Like, he's like, I can't leave this department because I can't leave him with a doctor like him. I'm like, well, curing people and they're just not happy about it? Like, well, that's their, sounds like their problem, really. Like, I'm going to leave a scathing review on Yelp. You cured my cancer, but I wasn't even laughing when I left. Didn't even get a lollipop. 1 star. Like, what kind of philosophy is this guy doing?
Like, Brave's like, I want to cure them and then eat cake. I'm like, okay, I'm all for the cake.
Yeah, I'll have cake. There's nothing I can't cut.
I'm just trying to figure out why it took me 5 days to get a Tattle Quest Gashit and a Dodokai from HLJ. Like, yeah,
we talked about that earlier.
Processing.
It happened to all of us.
I still like how Tattle Quest makes it sound like he's the ultimate tattletale. Like, he's on an adventure to just tell on all his friends.
Why did they name it that? Like, I don't...
I have no idea.
Wait, I saw Mr. S as something. It comes from the... some kind of a Japanese word that it means something. Hold on, god damn it.
Insightful.
I forgot what the word meant. It said it came from.
It's a Japanese word that.
Can you believe the Watchers Council let this guy go?
Oh, god damn it.
It's a word that means something. Well, I'll be damned, son.
You done cracked the mystery.
I'm so bright, my daddy calls me son. It's like Tadoru, Tadoru, that means, and I forgot what he said, like... I read it and I was like, oh, that's cool, but my brain dismissed it, so I walked away.
It was so cool you forgot.
Like, I was like, it's oh, like that's silent, neat. But I had other things to do, so I didn't commit it to memory. I just walked away. God damn it, Mr. S. Why do you...
Well
I don't know, sorry. But it has to do with RPGs and questing and finding shit. I don't know.
Was it a tweet?
I don't remember where I saw it.
Tweets out packing orders in the middle of the night. So when I'm catching up on Twitter, it's like packing order, packing order, packing order, packing order for like 6 hours.
But regardless of what title comes from, I'm sure we'll find it. But
we'll have to go on a quest. Oh my god, it's back to mystery.
This was really good. We're still in the setup phases, but there's so much kind of going on and being introduced that I'm completely invested. And the pacing I think that they have going so far is incredibly positive, because it reminds me of the pacing of shows like Gaim or Double to an extent. And that's a complete positive for me, because I don't want everything to just be spilled out immediately. But at the
Like
same
Ghost.
time, Ghost had a problem with everything being spilled out immediately and then nothing being revealed after that.
Yeah.
And so they got a nice ground pacing going on right now, and I hope that sticks, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes. Two episodes in and everything's positive so far, so.
I also like how this episode might have given us a look at what the day-to-day episodes might be in terms of the case of the week. And I like that it might be just, oh, instead of doing two episodes, doing just one quicker story each episode. And then I like how this one didn't have the story taking up much of the episode. It kind of actually just fueled the differences between Xaid and Brave. So I like to see that, not only quicker stories, but have it just, add to the
Yeah,
story of the actual characters.
it didn't drown out the thing within the story of the week. It used the story of the week to propel the actual narrative. And
Yeah.
that was perfect. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, and I think we might have some two-parters on occasion, but I think having quicker ones that are just one-off for the episode kind of fits with the pacing they have going so far,
Yeah.
and I just kind of liked it. So, I'm still worried, not because I don't think it's going to be good, but because it's good right now, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Next week, I'm just waiting for them to throw all the forms at us and then do nothing and just do a bunch of nonsense filler. I've been burned too many times, man.
First sign of filler, you
Something.
just start running around screaming pineapple.
Damn it, Trudy, what
Pineapple.
happened to the pineapple? But I'm happy so far. 2 weeks of having one of the three shows to actually really look forward to and enjoy. Especially considering this week's offerings. Let's see.
Oh, good.
Invoice, 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 invoice.
Well, as interesting as that sounds, now it's time
Voice,
for
voice. Samurai Summer of Shuki.
it might as well be that, let's be
Yeah, so this was the classic Halloween special, which is just a clip show.
That thing was fucking awful. I wanted to cut myself.
it
The
was
best part of it
was
was
the
when all
thing.
nine of them transformed next to each other.
Shallow Toku Pepin.
It's such a shallow thing to like, but I find it hysterical that our first, at least in terms of right now where they're at, our first full group morph was done in the Halloween special.
Fuck the group morphs. We need more individual morphs. No one morphs by themselves in this show. It's like they're afraid to go alone. Even in Chase's big, oh, my girlfriend finds out I'm a ranger, has to morph with a bunch of other doofuses.
Everyone needs a morphing buddy.
Body! I
wanna make sure you have your moving buddy.
The worst part about this episode is at the end they weren't found guilty and all executed. I think that really would have taught the kids a lesson. I like the concept of it, the court for monsters you've destroyed, but it
I'm
was just
trying
a
to
clip
figure
show.
out why the court was made up of three
You know where I
pumpkins.
saw it now.
Because it's Halloween.
Well,
If it
yeah,
would have
I
been at Christmas, it would have been three Santas.
it's like the
Arbor Day,
Halloween
three trees.
the Halloween intergalactic court or something. I'm sitting here going, why does this exist?
It's just usually the intergalactic court, but they're just really into holidays. And I like how it was so quick or so close by that Kendall and Ivan could just take a stroll to it. And now Ivan didn't really care about his friends being in danger, but he just wanted to go trick-or-treating or whatever they were doing later. I don't remember. But he
Well,
was just like, oh, tis party or something.
I'm under the impression that they got a teleporter from the little mummy people. I don't think they walked there.
No, most mummies have teleporters. I've seen the Mummy Returns, the Dragon Emperor. All of them had teleporters. Classic emo
tech. Here it is. Oh. It's on Instagram. Instagram. Mr. S says, I did the radio recording today in Iwo Jima City for this. Never realized tattle came from a Japanese word for tadaru, meaning follow.
Follow quest?
Follow quest?
Follow leader?
Yes. Follow the leader, motherfucker.
That's what he said. You hyped that up a lot, and I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah. It was really cool. Sorry. He's follow. What a badass.
Follow the leader.
So he's basically that icon in any video game that says follow above the NPC.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
I like to hype things up and then have very little payoff.
It was kind of funny. I forgot to mention this, the episode really started weirdly abruptly with the Rangers just being in the middle of that court area. Like, there was no build-up. They weren't at the cafe first or getting ready. Like, they were just all of a sudden there and ready to start the episode. It, like, made an awkward episode just start even more awkwardly.
The entire episode was pretty awkward, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendall wasn't even dressed as a sexy Cupid or whatever it was. It wasn't even Cupid, stupid.
Yeah, Kendall needed to be much, much hotter in this episode and not have, like, drawn on facial hair or something. I don't know what was happening. Yeah, that was weird and uncomfortable. And don't get me wrong, would still bang with drawn on facial hair, but it's Kendall.
Kind of a buzzkill, though, to be honest.
Just like throw a bucket of water in her face. It's all right. It'll wash away.
I don't think it can wash away. I'm pretty sure it was like the fake stuff that you like tape on your face.
It was permanent.
It's actually all real.
She pulled a classic Jerry. She wrote on the whiteboard with Sharpie. Let's just all pretend this isn't here and Jerry wasn't born.
People say that about you all day long.
Classic Terry.
Yeah, I'm done.
This episode was bad.
Me too.
Badder than bad.
It also comes off as awkward right in the middle of plot filler.
Yeah. Very awkward.
Christmas is going to be even weirder. Because it'll be over. So?
It's like Silver Ranger stuff. Halloween. Silver Ranger stuff. Repeat of Halloween.
I think him and Keeper and Xenowing went off to go watch all the Star Wars movies. Since he's like, bro, I watch The Force Awakens like every time these guys have needed me. We should go watch it while they do their Halloween stuff. Oh, classic Keeper. Alright. So now it's time for...
Ramble time.
Wow. Thought it was superhero time again.
No, why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I was confused.
You have to go through Georgia again? This is awful. So Pokemon was continuation of the almost a gym battles. I can't even remember. Oh, the tournament. There we go. The semifinals.
The league?
Yeah, there we go.
The Carlos League.
I ordered it from the online.
I saw that on Facebook. I cracked up.
Classic me. Basically Schmidt. You know how it is. Zoomed out of there. I was thinking last week we mentioned how, if they didn't condense this, then it would just be a season of battling. And when I was watching that, I was just thinking, I wouldn't be really mad at that.
Me
considering
either.
The entire season is just a series of interchangeable elements of let's help this old person. I would much rather watch a whole season, like, doing all the battles for every character they're focusing on than continuing to just travel to wherever the fuck land. Because they are going unusually fast.
I've really enjoyed I've been enjoying these episodes with the League. Like, I think it's really fun.
It is, because watching battles is fun. Like, that's the most fun thing about the anime.
Hyping up the team again. You guys are the best, again, just to make it clear. Every other Pokemon I worked with was gutter trash, and I'm going to let them go as soon as I get home. You guys are the only team I need. Hashtag Team Bird Fetish. Can't wait to catch a Rowlet.
I like how, I forgot if it was this episode or the one before that, but when they were talking about Gudra and stuff, and they were like, he was talking to Gudra, he's like, I could have brought, had Professor Oak send me one, but I know, I thought, who better to add than Gudra?
Who better to add to my team of three flyers and a dragon, and a second dragon?
I'm sitting there going, dude.
You probably would have just picked Swallow or Staraptor in that case.
Or Knock Owl.
He calls Professor Oak one, or drunk one night, he's like, look, I want you to let go all the Pokemon that don't have wings. But Ash, look, all the Pokemon that don't have wings is the best idea I ever had. Ash, are you drunk? Finishing 2016! He just hangs up. Professor Oak had to do it. He tried to save Muck by taping Angel's wings on him, but it didn't work. They just got absorbed into the goop.
Ash was like, Oak, send me Noctowl. It's shiny. It'll make everyone flip out.
Muck.
He sends out Noctowl. His opponent's just like, dude, you use Hex.
That's what they said with Greninja. He's like, they flipped out of Greninja. Wait till they see Noctowl. Wait, better idea. Paint Noctowl regular color. We'll pretend it's Synchro Evolution again. Stronger and stronger. Throws water on Noctowl. Oh my god, look what happened. I invented a new evolution again.
Stronger.
Where's my Ash Noctowl event? Better be in the demo too. Electric Boogaloo. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I honestly can't really remember the battle. I remember there was a sword at one point. And Slaking was a bitch to take out. Hawlucha, like, kind of flung around at him for a few minutes. And I think he burped on him or something. I don't remember. But Hawlucha did not fare too well against that Slaking.
I also like how the fucking battlefield was a forest. Can you imagine being in the audience and all of a sudden there's just a fucking forest there and you can't see shit? I would not be happy.
Especially if you're in the front row, man, those seats.
Like, oh boy, look at this tree.
But we have the people narrating it, it's fine.
This is so exciting. It's like the old times
with audio dramas, but with Pokemon. It's exactly what it's like.
I was wondering about it, like, how are they able to see anything in there? Like, fortunately, Aegislash came and cut all the trees down.
They need one of those cameras like in Arc 5 where it like follows the battlers around.
Ash was like, Hawlucha, where are you at? I'm an incredibly far distance away from my opponent, but I can hear everything he's saying.
I always think that's funny that like the way they're shouting at their Pokemon, like how the other trainers never catch on to each other's strategies. Like, look, watch out for him. Hide behind that rock and surprise him. Wonder what Ash is up to over there with his Hawlucha.
Like, right?
It would make more sense if they had, like, little microphones on each other, like little agents or something. I don't know. Or who was that one that could just, like, talk to her Pokemon with her head? I don't remember who it was. It was somebody.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of who it is now.
Somebody important.
I remember it.
I mean, Sabrina could, like, bend forks and, like, get disowned by her parents for being creepy and stuff with her mind. That was enough. That was the unnerving episode. We're, like, days away from probably some Pokemon-ish news with Coral, but we're just going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll probably leak tomorrow.
Probably.
Don't we have an official thing
coming
out?
Everyone else, you're welcome.
Like, the 14th or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
think
there's information on the 14th. I mean, this Coral, part of what's going to be in, it's going to be the middle forms of the starters.
Yeah, so, but yeah, they were supposed to do a whole bunch of stuff about type null in this issue. So.
I'm hoping they reveal a couple of other things, but a majority of it's going to be type null in the middle forms of the starters. So, you know, that's – we may not be, you know, missing out on too much.
Hopefully not.
We'll have the video next week, I think. Yeah, so probably not a whole lot like new overlapping between the two, but at least we'll have something happening.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's time for Supergirl, right?
Supergirl. Right? Adventures of Supergirl and Superman.
Adventures of Supergirl and Cousin Miguel from Teen Wolf. I really liked the episode a lot. I thought it was really good.
It was
show
really,
was a lot of fun.
Really good.
I thought Cousin Miguel did a really good job as Superman.
I love him as Superman.
He's really
like,
good.
I don't like Superman in general, but I really enjoyed him as Superman. Like, it made me happy in a lot of ways. It made me happy in my pants. Like, I think he looked good as both Superman and as Clark.
It's a really, like, stark contrast.
I think he was pretty funny as Clark. I went to get candy.
Well, it's funny because on Teen Wolf, he's like this classic, like stoic, brooding character that all his humor comes from, like, other characters interacting off of him. So it was just weird for me to imagine him being, like, much more expressive and smiley, because I actually can't think of a time really Derek smiled in the show. So that really took me by surprise, and he did a good job with it. And I think they did a good job of, like, not taking away from Supergirl's spotlight. Like, I know there was people worried about that. I really wasn't worried about it, because I think as time went on, it drew more attention to him, how much they tried to avoid him in the first season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was my other thing, is, like, I may not, like, generally, like, he's not my favorite hero, but I like that we can actually, like, use him and see him, and she can interact with him instead of it being, like, so Superman showed up, and he was a shadow that... that saved me. And then we never saw him again. He's ran away.
Like a ninja. He got controlled because I've been on Earth and Krypton something time. I don't know why I'm being controlled by this, but he is.
That explanation was so stupid.
Yeah, like, why is he being controlled? Because he's stupid and I'm smart. All right, let's move on.
All right.
I love just, like, the very quick explanation of their new headquarters is like, oh, yeah, this is a block from my house. And it's like the old one but better, which I thought was a funny little nod at the different networks.
This has always been here.
And, like, we're just never going to see the other one again, which is funny because they recreated all the other sets. But it's just like, you know what? We're moving to the CW. Let's get out of the cave.
You made,
which it
this,
seems
this was
funnier.
Here that whole time you made me fly to that cave.
Like, yeah, we've been coming to this one for months. It was really funny. Me and John would just laugh about it. Like, Lol, Car is going to the cave again. What a dumb bitch. Well, what's funny about it is that, like, there's, like, talk about, like, oh, I wonder how things are going to look different with, like, the budget being smaller. But this set looks more professional than the other one.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it costs more money, which is funny. And I didn't really think that there was any hit taken in terms of the effects. If anything, the fights looked a little more fluid in some respects.
Yeah, I didn't see anything different about it at all. I did really enjoy Cat Grant and her interaction with Clark.
Clark,
was,
did I ever
that
tell you that you're amazing?
I like how Kara just started to get aggravated with everybody, like, being fawning all over him. Like, when Wynn met him, that was just amazing.
Did you discover the focal point with your x-ray vision?
Yeah, of course I did that. You didn't. I thought he was gonna be like, you're doing it right now, aren't you? Oh, shit, I lost my train of thought. What was I gonna say?
Venus.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, I feel like, because it's only been one episode, but I think that, like, in the first season, there was always a feel of, it definitely had the same structure and vibe as the CW shows, but there was always that bit of, like, CBS corporate flair. And I feel like in this one, they're just able to fully, like, just be what they're supposed to be. Like, it just felt like...
show.
Yeah, and I just felt like it felt like that. It felt more complete in a way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it. I know what you mean. Like, it felt... Like, we just finished watching season one about a week ago of that. And, like, it's like it felt good. Everything was good with it, but it felt, like, slightly off. Like, something was just missing or something was just not right. But, ow. Children leave toys everywhere. But, like, with it had a much more, like, everything is in place feel to it. Everything is the way it should be.
I like how Kara and Jimmy's relationship just, like, got shelved instantaneously.
Yeah, it was like, okay. That was kind of random. Like, look, you're great, but, you know.
You're great. I've been pining over you for the entire season. But, you know, I got my cousins here, and whatever, you know. Like,
the CW wants us to go a different direction with this.
Like, look, Barry and Iris are getting together, and so we can't – I don't even know where that leaves Elicity, but, like, we have a quota. So
and,
I don't.
And there's only room for one interracial relationship on this show, and this is interspecies on top of it, and that's just kind of weird.
It did seem really weird. I'm not really that mad that we won't be focusing on that, but it just seemed weird.
Yeah.
And just based on Kara and Kat's really good interaction in this episode, I'm going to miss her being a regular.
Yeah. When I mentioned that to the wife, she got very upset that Kat Grant's not going to be around all the time.
Like, and it definitely seemed like at the end they're setting up for her to be like, look, I had an epiphany that I should go take a cruise or some nonsense because so I could be gone. But I'll be interested to see what exactly it is, but I don't really think they necessarily needed it because I know she's going to try to reoccur. And given that Kara is going to be a reporter in, like, in a different area, they could easily have it where, you know, the new guy, Pennycan, is going to be her, like, new boss. And then it would make sense for Kat to appear less because she wouldn't be in that area of Catco as much. And so I don't necessarily think they need a device for that. We'll see how it feels, but I definitely hope that she, like, shows up whenever she can, because I thought that was, like, it was one of my favorite, like, relationships and characters of the first season.
Yeah, they had a lot of good interactions. And it was like, she was, like, a good mentor for her as Supergirl, even, like, without realizing it, because a lot of times she's mentoring Kara, but it always ended up being, like, helpful to her as Supergirl as well.
Yeah.
It was just really fun to watch them together.
She was definitely the biggest character that I wasn't expecting to like and ended up being one of my favorites by the end of the first season.
So, yeah, she was a big surprise.
Plus, she had bigger balls than most of the guys on the show.
Yeah, well.
Well, one of them is Martian, so we don't even know, like, what's going on down there.
I absolutely love the Martian Manhunter. That makes me so happy.
Sir, Hank, John... Marshman, what do I call you?
Sir, it'll be fine. Thanks, Hank. I mean, fuck.
Thanks, sir. Hank, John.
So, like,
what is your name?
Does Wynn work for Catco and, like, Moonlight for the DEO? Or is that what's happening?
Basically, yeah.
Just the DEO now. He's leaving Catco. Okay. That's what when I read that he was joining the DEO, I don't think he's at Catco anymore.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, is he still there?
They really have no reason to be there anymore, to be honest.
But yeah, because I get a feeling there's going to be a lot less of Catco now that we're not on CBS and all that. And they don't have to be like, hey, she's a modern girl working in a magazine.
She's Mary Tyler Moore, but with superpowers.
Yeah, that just kind of makes more sense. And, like, that's another reason that, like, Kat appearing more on a reoccurring basis and not having to be written out of town but not being in every episode, I think, would work. But I guess it kind of depends on how it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm all fine with Kat not appearing very often. Oh, no, not Kat Grant. I meant, like, Kat. She scares me.
She's dumb.
She's violent.
One thing I did find kind of funny is that they made a big deal about the cliffhanger of the pod that launched, and then, like, after they opened him, they really didn't care about him for the rest of the episode. I mean, he is an evil heretic. They'll probably try to kill them all, so we should probably call Damon to chop his head off just to be safe, but you know how it is. Vampire Diaries references.
There's a joke there I don't get.
It's a Vampire Diaries reference. He played a character on the Vampire Diaries.
Okay. Do we know who he's supposed to be? I forgot.
It's something L. Some sort of Krypton name. But it just seems funny that, like, that was the cliffhanger, and then they're like, we don't know who he is, but who cares? Superman's here.
Who cares? Look, it's Superman. Woo!
Let's not even bring him up for three-fourths of the episode. Which was fine. I mean, like, it didn't impact the episode in a bad way. It just seemed kind of funny.
Hey, Superman, you know who he is? I don't know. Okay.
Another one of our kind? Do you care? Not really. Earthlings are basically us. Like, so. I am curious.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I'm curious, like, given that we're allowed to use Superman now, and they've mentioned both Lex Luthor and Lois Lane, like, who they'll cast as them eventually.
Yeah.
Lucy Lane obviously just disappeared because I don't think they could afford her or something. Maybe we can't afford Channing Tatum's wife, I guess. Because, like, at the end of end of season one, they're like, we can work together. Maybe she's at the cave. We didn't tell her. She didn't know about this one either. She's just there with her stupid hat.
That bitch.
But it's going in a direction that I really enjoy in terms of tone and comedy and just... more Superman.
Yeah.
Because they work so well together that it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. And I liked how she was so excited about it, like getting to work with him.
I mean, that was terrible, but it was awesome.
And I feel like it's kind of a representation of her in real life. Like, I get to work with – I get to get through Superman now. Like, cause I remember seeing how she's really excited about it. And so I feel like there's very little acting there. Like, I really decided to do this. It's so much fun. Get to work with you, and it's be cool. We'll be together.
Well, if you see interviews like that, she is like that. Like, in the behind-the-scenes thing for the Flash Supergirl crossover, she basically was Kara in that episode. She's just, like, super excited.
Like, they were adorable. I love that episode.
They played off together really well, like, just right off the bat. And there was the biggest event of the episode was obviously the Corto Maltese name drop. Classic Thea's abandoned home.
I like the people that are moving back to Gotham.
What even is that? I'm still like eagerly awaiting like what we do with Supergirl in terms of whether we're going to keep it on this Earth. Or if Flashpoint did merge them, or if they're going to do something in the crossover.
Thing a little while ago that said that they're still separate.
Well, that's what I was saying, is I was wondering if they're going to maybe use something in the crossover that will unite them somehow. So, I don't know.
The article kind of implied that
they just read an article like 20 minutes
ago. I know, but
ago.
For now, like right now, they're still separate. But I'm talking about when they do the crossover.
I don't know. I'm saying like the article said that they weren't going to.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, but you didn't want to listen to me because,
Well, because, no.
Because I'm Dawson Writer and Beware Balloon, and I know better.
It wasn't a balloon. You guys were the idiots on this one.
I'm pretty sure I'm a British you being an idiot.
Wait, a British you's being an idiot?
I'm pretty sure I remember it being you that was the idiot. Me and Brian were sitting here like, Team Rocket's getting a Beware. And you were like, no, it's a balloon, you idiots. And we're like, no, Dawson, they're getting a Beware. And then you just kept going on about it being a balloon and landing gear. And we're like, you're fucking retarded. Those are Jesse's legs.
From Breaking Bad?
Exactly.
It's funny because Kevin Tully said British.
Like, that's what I thought. I'm like, wait, British? What is... When Chris get here?
Did you read the article that I think came out today that they're gonna make Jimmy Olsen Penis? Guardian?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I did. What, Guardian, like of the galaxy?
Yeah, he's Chris Pratt now. Chris Pratt no longer owns the rights to his own name, unfortunately. But he can now be Burt Macklin and Jonathan Karate.
You mean Johnny like the Karate. Black dude from Young Justice?
Yeah.
They're gonna make him Hornblower?
This Jimmy is part Olsen of his origin. He's so sad over Kara breaking up with him that he starts to blow on some horns on the streets, and that's how he got some powers.
It all makes sense now.
But yeah, they're gonna make him the Guardian.
I see. I'm on Wikipedia now. And I see that.
So he's gonna go fight some crime and shit. He's gonna save his city.
He's gonna get so mad he fights crime. After 1 year in hell with the will they won't they relationship, I've come home with one goal: to save my city. That I've actually been home the whole time, and the city's pretty well protected by Kryptonians. But like, I'll fight street crime. I'm gonna do my own Marvel Netflix series in the DC universe because fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
So that'll be fun, maybe. Because that was like who everyone thought that Diggle was going to end up being before Diggle just decided to be Master Chief.
It's like, fuck all of you. Diggle is Diggle. I'm going to have my own name.
I'm Spartan, motherfucker.
It's funny because his name is John.
I never even thought about it that way.
Speaking
that's who Master Chief's been the whole time.
Speaking of John.
Sarah grew a dick and changed her name thanks to Flashpoint. Classic Barry sex change mess around.
Yeah, well, I don't know how Barry's going to fix that. Now he just has to get the baby a sex change.
Like, all the other changes are like, oh, minor things. Like, oh, they don't get along, or Cisco's boring brother's dead. But man, the baby got changed.
But I kind of feel bad because, like, Cisco is his brother, and, like, In the last season, they kind of, like, became buddies. So I feel kind of bad, like, his brother's dead. Like,
the real question is, why was Felicity looking at a picture of Diggle? Hashtag Figgles on the way.
I don't know. Smell her fingers and find out.
I'm trying to figure out how Flashpoint changed the sex of his baby.
I don't know. Maybe, like, a conversation Barry and Diggle had, like, influence on the way that him and his wife banged or something? I don't know. Like, unless, like, I was also thinking, like, I don't know if they'll ever say this, but, because it's not necessarily something that needs explanation, but I was thinking maybe Oliver's long sleeves are, like, a slight change from Flashpoint, kind of like how Barry's costume changed in Flashpoint, like, the movie comic thing. Mm. Like, that would be kind of just a neat little tidbit. Like, if you would have seen it on the Arrow rack or whatever, I'm like, oh, hey, that's changed. Long sleeves. Maybe it's colder in Starling City now. But maybe he also changed Felicity's whatever the hell her hairstyle was in this episode. She had, like, a
so
weird
this,
brain
this
halo.
Cisco was really depressing. I was kind of upset.
I was upset at the very beginning because I thought they retconned that Cisco gave things names ever. Like, when he's like, he always gives him names. I'm like, oh my god, they took that away. How dare they?
I was nervous about that too. I kind of was having a panic attack. And then he just, like, depressed the whole time. I'm like, this is upsetting me. I can't handle this, Cisco.
Let's just call him
this universe.
This Cisco makes me sad.
This universe is
the darkest
really
timeline.
And it seemed like everyone needed a haircut. Like, everyone's hair just seemed really long. In this universe, haircuts don't exist.
And then Caitlin had ice powers at the end, so she became Elsa and wants to build a snowman.
It's kind of one of those things where you're like, how could that much have changed?
Right? Like,
I'm curious, like, how much of it is just kind of like what Gay Jarek was saying about, like, time can't ever go back exactly the way it was, or if maybe there was some reverse Flash influences.
I really liked the Jay Garrick sequence when he, like, ripped him out of the Speed Force and was like, here, put on some clothes, motherfucker.
Yeah, as much as I don't like that guy, he gave him some really good advice.
Bitch, sit down.
I don't know
down.
Why he took him to the 80s of Earth 3 or whatever, like, to talk about it. Like, he could have just taken him to present.
Wasn't it 1998?
Whatever.
Yeah, they were playing Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek?
They were playing Dawson's Creek. They had James Vanderbeek on this little TV.
Isn't even Don't Trust the Bee. Wasn't even Rocky.
How does not why is why I don't know why that's funny, Brian.
It's funny because every time I mentioned Dawson around my mom when we first met, she always thought I was saying Dawson. So the joke is relevant to my brain.
There was someone that typed my name like that once on, like, a YouTube comment. I always think of those times, like when we were at Morphicon and somebody said "awesome," and I just go, "What?" I did it like twice in a row.
But no, that scene was really cool in like a kind of mentory way, because like right now he don't got a mentor. He's
yeah.
I want to know how he reached into the Speed Force and like grabbed him.
That's old.
He's old.
I mean, like he knows stuff. Like
and was like, "Come here, bitch."
I'm actually curious to find out now what he did in his world, because he talked about making the same mistakes. Like how many flashpoints he had. Maybe he did used to look like Teddy Sears. He's like, "One day I woke up and I was Isaac's dad, and I just like let kids drown." So maybe he used to have that like shitty version of the Flash costume from his original TV series, and then he just kept changing the timeline until he got a more modern costume, and like this is all he got.
Yeah, this is the one.
But he's obviously more proficient. I mean, that's a hell of a talent to be able to see Speed Force like activity, not just on your own Earth, but on other Earths, which is kind of crazy. But
it was a good seeing him in that suit, not gonna lie. Looks good.
Well,
I like that suit. Fuck you.
It's a good suit. I'm not gonna lie. It's a good suit. The way you said it was really funny, though.
Fits him better than that other thing.
Yeah, it kind of does. Either he lost weight or the
Iron Mask
suit.
Well, yes, it fits him better than the Iron Mask.
Because before he just wore like a janitor's outfit and the Iron Mask. Like,
But so there's that, and I really like Malfoy.
I mean, he did slip a couple times when he's arguing with Barry, and he says, "I hate you, Potter." I mean, Barry. It's like, bro, let the roll go.
Barry's like, "What did you call me? No, nothing." Alan.
I like how Barry keeps saying things. I'm like, "Yeah, you say that a lot."
I
really
sure
hate
that
guy.
Like, that must be so confusing. Like, I love just seeing Barry navigate the world in this episode, trying to get people to reveal basic information he would know, and like how frustrated he was when they wouldn't do it. Like,
so,
just say that out loud.
What happened exactly? You know what happened.
But I don't. Let's pretend I didn't.
Hypothetically
exercise.
Speaking, if I didn't know what happened? I won't talk about it.
Right? Like, I'm like, "Oh my god, I just want to know what happened. Someone tell him, please."
Expletives.
This is pissing me off.
This is my office. Why isn't my, like, murder board here, and why is there a small British man here instead? I don't understand. There used to be a murder board here, and now there's a Slytherin.
It's kind of the same thing.
And it was kind of, in one way, it was kind of underwhelming, but I'm kind of glad they patched that part up quickly, that Iris and Joe were fighting, just because it was as simple as she didn't forgive him in this timeline versus the other one.
I thought it was some big thing, like they hadn't spoke for years, but it turns out they were just feuding because she was upset about her mom or whatever.
Yeah. Well, some dumb stuff, you know, like he ate the last piece of cake or something. But I am kind of glad they patched that up. It kind of felt... I liked the way the episode was like, it showed that there was changes that they'll be dealing with, but it also kind of reassured you that things aren't all that different also.
Yeah.
That things have the potential to get back to... Because you, as a viewer, kind of felt out of place too, and like you wanted to go, quote-unquote, home to the way it was.
Right.
And so it was kind of a journey of like sort of reassuring you that this timeline will be fine. Cisco's got to just stop being
then,
such a meat about it. I mean, his brother wasn't
the
even
rival...
that nice.
The rival came back, and
now
I'm interested to see. Yeah, he's gone again. I'm interested to see more of what happens with Dr. Alchemy.
I like this little plot that they got going on, like that Dr. Alchemy is basically giving everyone powers that they had in the Flashpoint universe.
like the whole thing where Cisco named him again and was back to being a little bit more like Cisco, and I'm like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah, you got over that.
I think that makes for an interesting villain setup too, for that guy remembering in a different timeline, and like it affected his whole life in a way, because he was talking about how he always felt that something was missing. I like 99% sure that's how Kid Flash is going to get his powers.
Yeah.
Well, which is weird. It's kind of neat, but it's also weird because they set up that whole Speed Force thing before with the particle accelerator. So, like, they're obviously using that for Jessie and, like, her powers awakened in this version, but it just seems weird that they did that and then they came up with another reason.
There might be some kind of a combination. Like, he got hit by the particle accelerator, but it's, I don't know. The Dr. Alchemy uses that and draws it out of him. I don't know.
Maybe he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, there's no telling.
And now I'm curious about, since Caitlin's getting it, it seems pretty obvious that her counterpart probably had it too, so I'm guessing the optometrist was moonlighting as Killer Frost or something?
I didn't even think about that.
Maybe that's why it was so, because it was so vague about, they never mentioned her in any of the teasers, and then it was like something funny, which I thought was the bit. Like, they were really mysterious about what Caitlin was going to be in Flashpoint, and then she was an optometrist. Maybe that's like a bit on top of a bit. Like, maybe when Caitlin starts to remember things from the other timeline, just like the rival, we'll get a little bit of that, which will be cool. Although, like, in this timeline, if she's a good guy, she's going to have to come up with a different code name, like, not a Killer Frost, like, just to remind people she's a good guy.
Like, Friendly Frost.
Subduer Frost. Yes, Friendly Frost. That would be amazing. She's like, she spends all day and then just comes up with Frosty, and then Wendy sues her. It's a whole storyline. Not to mention the people from Frosty the Snowman. That's just a double lawsuit. But that's cool. And it was cool to see Cisco like start to get out in the field, and he's actually working on a costume and stuff.
Like, yeah, that made me really so happy. Cool.
So, like, it's really good, like, build-up for both Cisco and Caitlin for these storylines for this year, and then even just for all the time we spent on it, which I think will be really cool. I just don't want Caitlin to turn evil, because it'll split up the team and it'll cause me distress.
Yeah, I have the feeling, and I hope I'm right, that she's going to end up being, a good character.
Right? Yeah.
Because, like, nothing really happened to her differently in this timeline to make her like depressed or anything like that, other than, you know, the fact that, you know, Ronnie died. We got that, but
you mentioned that a few times.
Like, there's nothing else to really like make her sway to like being a killer or anything like that. So I'm hoping like she'll probably freak out a lot because of what she knows about the fact that her doppelganger was an evil bitch.
Yeah.
Kind of like, they kind of already did this when she found out the first time. It's like, oh, what if I become an evil bitch? But
this time she has the powers to go with it.
Yeah, like last time she didn't have those.
I think there'll be some freak out there for sure, but I hope like by the end of the season, it's kind of like Barry and his ragtag group of speedsters, Frost Lady and Vibing Cisco.
Yeah. Although it also depends on what her memories are from the other timeline, if that comes into play.
Yeah, because she's like, kind of like a variable, just like Wally, in that we don't know if her having powers has anything to do with alchemy or if it was a result of something else or what. I have the feeling it's probably has to do with alchemy because she never had like the metahuman DNA strand Cisco did when Harry had the little detector thingy.
Yeah.
So I've got the feeling it's going to have to do with alchemy because of that reason, but I don't know. We'll see.
That's kind of why I was surprised. Like before I even, because I know I saw Caitlin getting the powers in like one of the previews, but I didn't even think about that. But before, I was surprised that Barry told everyone at the end of this episode. I thought they were going to wait a little bit longer before he told them, because I was thinking like, what if, you know, because he was manipulating the rival. I'm like, what if he like ends up manipulating Wally? And then, like, Wally sort of becomes an antagonist just for a bit. Goldberg, Beatbuster's definitely going to be evil. No, but, like, just because it's like, oh, you didn't tell me I was a speedster. And then potentially, like, you know, using Caitlin also with that. But since they're in the know now, there's, like, no reason for them to be mad at Barry for that. I definitely think there'll probably be a struggle for Caitlin with getting the powers and her knowledge of Earth 2. And then the potential memories, but I can't imagine after all the time they spent on her, them making her a villain.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other character in the Arrowverse they've done that with. I mean, Slade, but like that's meant to be, because that was kind of what it was set up for.
Right.
So, I don't know, I mean, but I guess Killer Frost is always a villain, so I don't know. Just pray for Caitlin. Dicks out for Caitlin.
Yes,
you know how it is.
My dick out I can get behind that one. Like, for real.
I bet you can.
You know how it is. But it was Flash was like the show that can just like always be good.
I really liked this episode a lot. Like, I think I liked it better than last week's, just because everything felt so rushed last week, and I just really liked the sort of emotional impact of this week. And
yeah, yeah.
I like how much the show makes me think about everything and like the possibilities. The only moment I think that pissed me off was when Barry was being like confusing, and Iris like dragged him off. Like, look, Barry, I want you to tell me the truth, but just keep it from everyone else. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't just call him out in front of everyone.
Maybe because she figured that he would tell her much more easily than he would tell the rest of the group.
So what you're saying is she's a bitch. I gotcha.
No, maybe he just wants some of that sweet chocolate loving.
Well, that's just true, I mean.
Yeah, that's been established. And we get the return of Harry next week playing a slightly different version of Harry. Which, like, I'm looking forward to seeing what Tom Cavanaugh does, but I also liked Harry so much that I don't want him to be too drastically changed.
It doesn't look like he's going to be too drastically changed.
I just need him back in general because he's awesome.
Well, I was confused because I was thinking, like, how would Barry's timeline meddling affect a whole other Earth? But I guess because they interacted with Barry, that it would change part of their history. If anything's changed about them, well, I mean, other than what's going to be changed, but like whatever's changed will probably be from that, but it still seems like kind of a stretch. But like, because the idea of him playing a different version every year is funny, but I just really like what they did with Harry, so I hope they don't throw it all away later, or like next season let's just keep him on Earth One. I honestly didn't think there was even a reason to have him go back in the second one. It was pretty easily established for him to stay here,
right?
But he's back, and I guess that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to seeing what's next. And
what will he roll out with next?
Penis.
How about that Arrow episode, huh? I can't believe Ollie went nuts and killed the whole team. And he just, you know.
It was a great episode this week. I can't even believe
what a twist. And then Tommy came back and he just said Flashpoint bitches, and he had a T-shirt that said hashtag Flashpoint Bitches, and also a Chicago Med shirt because he's also on that show.
And then he masturbated vigorously.
All over the Laurel statue. Well, so like, oh yeah, like a frog looking thing. Like, they've gotten a weirder looking Laurel statue.
The Laurel statue just came to life and killed everybody.
That was the real shocker.
Leveled like, the city.
Shocker.
You crazy. Have leveled this city.
Then Diggle's new transgendered baby just came in.
Took the world by storm.
He's like, I'm Connor Hawk, bitches, and just fired arrows, buddy. Did anyone think that the kid was oddly too old?
Yeah, because he's supposed to be, what, like two?
Like, he had to have had the kid a lot earlier in this timeline.
Well, yeah, because she was born, I think.
He was also in oddly fat. But that's
there.
Because she was born at the beginning of season 3, so she would just be about 2 now. Because, like, season 5 literally just started. It's even getting me. Baby Sarah? Oh no, baby John, son of a bitch!
I gave Tickle baby a dick!
They call that a dickle.
I like that kind of panicky moment where Felicity realized like her reality is changing all the time and she doesn't realize it because of Barry. Like, wait, does this shit just happen all the time? Yeah. You know how it is. It zooms out.
I like how Barry freaks out and his first reaction is, I need to see Felicity. She can help me.
It's probably one of the few people that would slightly understand outside of his main group of friends.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go hunt down Oliver Queen. He'll understand.
He knows about time travel and other dimensions. He would probably just talk really fast like he did, and he would just go, What?
And we aren't talking about it this week, but I did actually watch S.H.I.E.L.D. because I had time, and it was really good. So we'll talk about that next
week. I heard from Twitter. It was good, yeah. I heard the S.H.I.E.L.D. came out on National Come Out Day, which is kind of funny.
They were just listening.
But, yeah. But, yeah. So
I would like to announce that our organization is super gay.
Like, just full-on gay.
Ooh, baby.
Full-on dick-on-dick gay.
Who doesn't love to be dick-on-dick gay?
Our vaginas must never touch. It's much dangerous.
Oh, scissor me tambers.
Scissor me tambers?
Scissor me tambers.
I'm lost. That's the British thing, and it's just getting more nonsensical as the evening wears on.
Oh, Xerxes, scissor me.
Zerg says scissor me? Not today, Zerg!
This is Lesbos.
But if you couldn't tell because of Brian's timey-wimey trip, we haven't gotten to see Arrow yet. We're coming from an earlier timeline.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, we're coming from the Tuesday timeline.
Asshole.
So.
And we're an hour early, so I'm not sure why that matters, but we're an hour early. Something about Brian needs to shower, which I didn't think he did anyway, but apparently he does.
I'm hygienic.
You're hypoallergenic? What?
Yes.
Both.
It's hypoallergenic. Your allergies. Brian doesn't affect your allergies.
Nope. If you're allergic to Brian's, you can still own me.
What's happening?
I don't know. We're in wind down mode.
I think we have to do TTMF. And Brian's gonna pick my cotton.
Oh yeah, we promised. Fuck, I hate me.
Why does promise?
We do TTMF. Hold on.
Oh,
let me load this shit up.
Well, he does that. I just think Pokemon Generations is like super awesome every week.
It is pretty. It's like really upsetting that it's so short.
Like, and then we had two episodes. We got to see like Raikouente, Suicune, and Usine, and then Silver be like, "I don't care about my dad. Fuck him. I'm going to challenge the Pokemon League now. Buy a looker." Like,
so God, this is so drowned out by some sort of Thornton Theater Company or something.
Taking
over our hashtag.
Search our name too.
Like, and then the that Red Gyarados and the Lake of Rage. It's just been so good. I love Generations. Oh my god.
Okay,
but I got the Keldeo TCG set and I got the Mega Blaziken pin booster pack set. I got a bunch of cool cards in there.
I still need to get the Keldeo TCG set. I've seen it.
I need to get the figure and the plush, but I got the card set, and that made me happy.
Because I saw it at Walmart, but I had gift cards for Target, so I just
did not get it. I looked through, and I grabbed the box in the very back of the shelf, because it was the only one that wasn't, like, beat the fuck up. And I'm glad I did, because I pulled, like, in those two packs, like, five or six cards out of the generation set that I didn't already have.
Well, there you go.
So I was like, see, it was totally worth going to the back of the shelf for this box.
I need like four generations cards or something at this point.
Like, I think there's only a couple from the main set and then like one or two from the Radiant Collection.
I picked two. They're from the same person just because it was easier at the time.
Got it.
Like, but at the time, I meant 1 minute ago. Okay. Unless we might have... I don't think we've already done them, but... Okay. So the first one, they're both from Kieran
Foster. Tweet, motherfucker. Oh,
there we go.
I had to get that timing wrong.
Got to get it in there.
Don't fuck me up.
Nope. Too far. Okay. So, Keep, Rewrite, Destroy. Power Rangers, Sentai, Rider. Which I think is like a very paradoxical question, because if you destroy Sentai, then you destroy Power Rangers. So it's like a 2-for-1.
I was going to say that.
It depends on if you're Barry Allen, you can find a way.
Maybe you could destroy Sentai so that Power Rangers would be forced to film its own television show like all other television shows.
I would rewrite Sentai so that it was a spinoff of Powerful Rangers.
Barry Allen just makes that a reality.
There is no Die Ranger, it's just China Ranger.
China Man?
China Man.
Which sounds oddly racist when you think about it.
Right, look, I was updating the figure arts list, and I'm doing the Sailor Moon ones, and I had to write one that says Black Lady, okay?
Yes, that's a thing.
That's racist, because you think she's black.
It's funny, because she's right. Not.
I'm typing it, and I'm like, someone's going to comment on this, like, not knowing what it is, and I'm just going to have to be like, fuck you all.
SH figure arts Black Lady? It's up there with astronaut.
with or without attitude.
So I think what I'm going to do for mine is like a funny answer-ish, where I'm going to destroy Sentai and then attempt to keep Power Rangers, but I'm too late to save it. And then rewrite Kamen Rider.
Thanks, Barry.
I'm going to try to keep it, but I'm too late.
Like, it just slips through my fingers. It just crumbles. But let's just assume it's only the show that counts, so the movie's still here, because there's no real loss there right now.
I would keep Kamen Rider, because it's pissed me off the least, I think. And there's so many complications with these next two.
I know. There's so many complications with this in general, because I look at it and I go, if I keep Rider and I rewrite Sentai, that means I gotta destroy Power Rangers. But if I destroy Power Rangers, how the fuck would I know about the other two in the first place?
That was my problem.
But wait, we were just talking about destroying it right now. We're getting way too complicated. We're not saying we're erasing it from time. Like, we wouldn't change the course of our lives. Like, we just answer the question and we all have never met. Like, we're all just working desk jobs or something.
Like, I already work a desk job.
Well, the rest of us work desk jobs.
Thinking about it from a non-flashy standpoint...
That's my brain's trained to think.
Yeah, me too. That was my problem. I would keep Kamen Rider, rewrite Sentai, destroy Power Rangers, and that's only because the state Power Rangers is in right now, I don't think it's a huge loss.
I agree with Brian. In right now and for the past couple of years, cause it's not going anywhere. I was kind of hoping it was going to go in a better direction, and it's not.
And even when I hate Rider, there's still enough about it that I can tolerate. And the Sentai rewrites, I would like make Ninja not suck.
Well, you know, Rider, as inconsistent as it's been the past few years, it's had brighter spots more often, both like in parts in the series and series itself, but Sentai's been almost two full solid forgettable years now.
Yeah.
And that's just not fun.
Yeah, well, and the way I see it is, like you said, well, this, you know, even if when I don't like Rider or whatever, but with those, like, I can go, okay, well, at least, like, I like the fight sequences and I like the designs and the monsters or whatever it might be, you know, the villains of Tokuger. But in that instance, there's no real need to not have Power Rangers in the destroy category, because you can't say that about it. You go, well, at least I like the designs. Well, yeah, I can get that same benefit from Sentai. It's the same suits, the same fights for a lot of it. So you may as well just put it there and just end your misery. And this way we get more cool stuff, because it means we get to keep GoBusters and Tokuger and not have to, like, and possibly Duoger, because they're going to do this every other year crap.
They keep being really shady about their wording with Ninja Steel, and it's making me cautious.
What do you mean?
You mean they keep...
Like... They haven't actually... I don't know if they've actually ever fully commented on the fact that it's going to be 2 years. I don't know they did. Why are they being so shady? I don't know.
No, you know, I'm kind of shady.
It's the shit ain't that, like,
me baby.
Bandai's
why
saying.
Why the sudden change? Say my name when no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you.
It's so strange.
That's right. We get Destiny's Child up in here. I can do anything.
We'll just go to the next question.
You can dance if you want to. You can
the next one is behind. Keep, rewrite, destroy. Mate, Dawn, or Serena. That is an easy one. You destroy Serena like 3 times, just for good measure. And then you keep Mei and you rewrite Dawn to just not be as whiny at parts.
That's the only answer. That really is. Yeah. Because Serena can go suck a dick, like a big fat dick, she's been while trying she dies.
But she's the best female companion we've ever had.
How?
I don't know.
I've not seen
the internet.
It just—I didn't even realize it until recently when I watched that Chugga Conroy thing. That like all of a sudden there's these people that just love her. I'm like, where did this come from?
Love her for what? She has like 2 Pokemon and like literally she had for almost the entirety of X and Y had just Fennekin / Brakeson and Pancham, and then finally got Eevee. Who didn't do anything for like 20 episodes and then finally became a Sylveon because it was bored. And that's all she had 3 Pokemon. No, I don't think any female companion has had that few Pokemon. Did Iris? Iris had Axew, Excadrill.
Iris doesn't have any Pokemon. She's on the Flash or she's running the counter at the Cortez.
And Coxsane. I don't know that. But she doesn't count because she's black. But, like, the... Oh, Iris had 5 of them. See, this is just stupid. Because Iris has got Axew, Excadrill, Emolga, Dragonite, and then she gets a Gible. In the
I would have picked a different question if we were going to get a history lesson.
Like Mei had so much growth, and Dawn was okay, just slightly whiny. Serena just needs to die in a hole. Fuck Serena.
Yeah, there's no other way to answer this question.
Her short lesbian hair.
Lesbians. Okay, so that's it for this week.
Woohoo!
Oh, scissor me.
Not today, sir.
So now it's time for final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final. Also, Brian's still here.
Yep.
Well, then none of us would be here if he wasn't. So.
Why is me? Because like you have your thing and then I say my thing and then Brian's just like, okay.
It's kind of a catch 32. So yeah, send in more questions that won't get drowned out. But send in you've got to fight the power. And we need send more questions in general.
Send like, in those, guess chat.
I'm not kidding. We need more questions. We're this close to losing our funding. If you don't want Zerg to win, send them in and call 1-800-STEAMER, Stanley Steamers, the carpet cleaners or something. It's J.G. Wentworth. It's my money and I need it now. 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
What even is this?
I don't know. Where did that went? I don't know what that was. I don't know. It just started going.